All right. Good afternoon again. We are opening up the internal affairs. Doesn't look like anyone wants to work today. We're working up here, guys. Thank you, Commissioner Graham. I use it so sparingly. I appreciate it. We are here today for our internal affairs meeting. It is Monday afternoon, June 5th. The time is 2:45, and we have probably a very abbreviated legislative affairs update. Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. You've received the draft summary document of legislation that we monitored during the session. The only thing I want to do today is to update a little bit of that information. Until all information is complete, we're not going to make this a final document. But just if you start on page 1 and page 2, House Bill 181 was approved by the governor on Friday, June 2nd. Senate Bill 90 by Senator Brandis went to the governor as we walked down here today. Between the third floor and the first floor, that bill went to the governor. On page 5, Senate 7022, which is the public employee bill, that bill was presented to the governor today as well. On the bills that went to the governor today, he has until June 20th. 379, which is on page 5, that bill was sent to the governor on May 30th. He has until the 14th. And I think that's it on those, on the bills that, oh, no, there is one more. House Bill 759, the governor has until tomorrow to act on that bill. And by the time we get back upstairs, he may have done something with that bill. There are 70 bills that have still not gone to the governor, including the 24 that went to the governor just a few minutes ago. He has signed 85. He's only vetoed one bill. He's vetoed part of the appropriations bill. As you know, we're going into special session on Wednesday, called by the governor. We do not foresee any impact to the Public Service Commission. Right now, the call is limited to FEFP funding and Visit Florida/Enterprise Florida.
Thank you. What happened with the medical marijuana special session that was alluded to?
They are still working on trying to get to a place where they can add that to the call. So it's still available to add. They're just not going to add it until they have a deal in place.
Waiting with bated breath. Interested in it. Commissioners, any comments, questions? I'm curious. Not because I'm curious to see what happens in our state. Not that it has anything to do with the commission. So we shall move on from that discussion.
And Adam did suggest that Adam suggested that we let you know the texting while driving bill did not pass.
Oh. Remember that one? We know. Yes. All right. Okay, we're going to move along here. Thank you. Commissioners, any comments or questions or bold statements to make? Thank you very much. Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate it. Okay, great. And continue to keep us informed, please. Thank you. Moving on, General Counsel, who has his beautiful daughter here with him today. Can you introduce her?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. This is my daughter, Jocelyn Hetrick, observing the dedicated and great work of the commission today. So, Jocelyn? She's going, what am I doing here?
Jocelyn's going to a summer camp for 6 weeks.
6 weeks next week. And right now, cheerleading camp and doing volleyball. So
nice to have you here.
I'd just like to make one announcement, Chair, and that is the promotion of two individuals in my office. Well-deserved promotion for Suzanne Brownless to special counsel. It's been a long time coming. She certainly earned it. She provides invaluable service in terms of overall counsel to supervisors, myself, Marianne, and we're very proud to have been able to do that. The other one is Candace May, promoting from research assistant to senior research assistant. She'll be stepping into Shalanda's old spot, and as you saw her during both the Gulf Rate case and the UIF case, both her background experience and how she has performed is well deserving of her promotion.
Thank you, but Shalanda is one of a kind. No one can duplicate her.
Nope, she is one of a kind.
Thank you. Commissioners, questions or comments? Seeing none. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to our executive director's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You had alluded earlier to the beginning of hurricane season, and like everyone else here at the commission, we also engage in our own preparations. We have updated our continuity plan, and we had submitted it back in April to the Division of Emergency Management. The signage and the location of safe places in the building have also been revamped and updated. Floor wardens have been designated. Those are the staff that have CPR training and whatnot. And each division has tested their call trees used to disseminate information when a natural disaster hits our location. So I'm happy to report that the commission is ready for hurricane season. We've emptied out the whole Southwood Publix of all its peanut butter and saltines as well. See April for your orders. Dates to remember, the LBR, our new budget request is now due in September, is in September because of the early session. So we'll be bringing a legislative budget request to you most likely in August. We're going to have to move a little faster this year because session begins in January. This year's budget, the budget for 17-18, was signed, as you heard, most of it anyway, was signed last week, and we didn't have any issues that were involved in the vetoes or anything, so we're set to go into the new fiscal year. Friendly reminders to all those who have to file financial disclosure forms, they are due to the Commission on Ethics by July 1st. That includes a lot of people in this room. Upcoming CRUC, June 11 to 14, Lake Oconee, Georgia. July 16 to 19, NARUC in San Diego. Your next IA is July 13th, following the commission agenda. And I'm told there's a special birthday coming up this weekend. I'm not going to say who. Y'all figure it out. June 11th, everybody. Just mark that down. I want to...
Who is it? You?
Is it June or July 11th?
July 11th.
No? All right, then I don't have the best available information, apparently.
Yeah, you're 12.
Ah, well, then maybe they gave
me
the wrong date. Yeah, I didn't want to out them right here, but, you know, just wanted to send you on your scavenger hunt. That's all we have. If you have any questions, happy
Thank
to
you.
Answer.
Commissioners, any questions? Thank you. All right, thank you, Braulio. Appreciate it. Other matters? Any? Yes, Commissioner Paternas.
Just want to thank the commission for adjusting for my schedule for tomorrow's business.
Thank you. Absolutely. You're working hard, and we appreciate the work that you do. All right. I do want to recognize, though, our special employee of the month. She's sitting right in front of me, Ms. Kelly Thompson. Kelly, can you stand? Kelly is our employee of the month for June 2017, and she's been with the commission since March 2008. We work very closely, the chairman's office, with the Office of Consumer Assistance and Outreach, and Kelly does such a great job. I want to tell you some very interesting things about her, because I learned this about her. She was born and raised in the Panhandle. She has two sons, one named Boomer, who played FSU baseball, and he's now in the minor leagues, and Drew, who lives in Central Florida. And just want to say it's always a pleasure talking with you and appreciate the work that you do, and congratulations. Please join me in congratulating Kelly. Thank you. And with that, are there any other matters? Seeing none, Internal Affairs is adjourned. Thank you. I will use it.
Are they just salt and salt, peanut butter and crackers already? Oh, them things. Okay. Yeah, those things you buy them at Sam's. Okay. Yeah.